5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Geddes.
Right about now, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Geddes.
It's Geddes, actually.
Geddes.
Geddes.
Geddes. Geddes. Geddes.
Fuck you. What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast on today. That is... It's actually Monday the 21st. Recording this early once again, ahead of Tuesday the 22nd. Fucking obviously. Deciding to do this tonight, busy tomorrow, just to get it out to you guys, you know, because, you know, although this gets 14 listeners, if I don't put it up on time, I get people going like, mate, I'm about to fucking hack through my jugular and work here. Where's the podcast? Mate, I pulled over at a fucking filling station on the way to Derry to try and download your podcast. Where is it? No, it's fucking 3 o'clock, you stupid cunt. What are you doing? Get me a refund. And, so now I have some sort of guilty fucking conscience thing to deal with when I'm like, oh, well, it's past 12 o'clock on the day of release, so therefore I should probably get the finger out. So now what I'm doing is I'm recording it on Monday ahead of Tuesday. You're fucking welcome. Also the fact that Big Bang Theory was on the TV there and I just decided, like, it's an easy target, isn't it? People are like, oh my God, it's so fucking shit and all, but it's like, less of the fucking, you know, like, laughter tracks, maybe. And it's so quirky and all. Do you know what? Just go the fucking math, science, history, blisters on the pishery. And then cut in, and they all just bukkake that one blonde girl. You know what I'm saying? Make it interesting. Let's not make jokes about fucking PlayStation 1s. Okay, show me some action. Watching that stupid shit. Well, let's all joke about fucking... It's fucking Mario Kart or something. Fuck off. Sheldon in your fucking asexual ways. Grow a dick. Between that and fucking Ellen, which I happened to be watching in a hotel room this morning. So I believe you such and such. Yeah! Whole crowd screams their head off, dies down. And then I also hear that this is true. Yeah! You're like, how many fucking lesbians can you get to cheer at once? At nothing. Is there one guy at the front with that applause thing? Like, they used to say applause, now it says scream like there's four dildos up your ass and you've just seen, like, you've seen Tupac, who should be dead, but now he's alive. That's a bad example. I don't know how many people wanted to bang him. But that's the way they scream. Like, there's, I know it's Bradley Cooper, but the fact that he answered the word yes to a very simple question doesn't warrant you screaming the fucking house down. I hate any sort of screaming. When people get excited. Oh my God! Ah! Like girls in a group. Ah! Or someone hurts themselves. Ah! Someone sees a spider screaming. I've hurt myself real bad on numerous occasions throughout my life. You know what I mean? Smashed my wrist to pieces. Was in a car crash where I hit a fucking windscreen. Which no doubt has contributed to some sort of brain damage. Hence why my temper is almost as short as my dick. You know, fucking blew my knee out completely. Fuck it, you name it. Snapped fingers off. Fucking whatever dental stuff that's sore as fuck. Loads of shit. Loads of stupid shit. Dislocated things. Thumbs. You know, things that are fucking pretty fucking painful. Not once did I scream out loud. You know, sometimes it's, you're like, it's so sore, you don't get time to fucking scream. You know, you're too busy just like focusing on not to die. No real reason to scream unless you're shot. Being scared might be the only reason for you to scream. But even then it should be like, ah! None of this like high-pitched, like, ah! Weird shit. Anyway, welcome to the podcast. What the fuck am I talking about? At the end of the day, I'm doing a podcast by myself in a room here to avoid interacting with any other human normal stuff of a Monday evening. The podcast is, as usual, sponsored by beer52.com, who, let's all just have a round of applause for Beer52, guys, well done, because they put up with some shit. I don't know whether they listen to this podcast. I imagine if they really did, then, you know, they wouldn't be sponsoring the fucking podcast. I also have a stutter, which I developed this week. Congratulations, listeners! Beer52.com, it's essentially a subscription craft beer service. Are you sick of drinking 16 tins of fizzy piss? Just drink 4 bottles of craft beer and forget your surname. What you do is you subscribe to them and you pay a certain amount every month, and they keep sending you boxes of beer every month with a free copy of Ferment magazine, and they send snacks, and if you forget what the rules are, but eventually they might send you like a custom bottle opener thing. It's pretty badass. The beers change theme every month, so it's like, you know, we celebrate art and beer, we celebrate fucking Irish beers, we celebrate Northern English beers, American, you know, it changes all the fucking time, and the beers are pretty damn sweet and reassuringly strong. What's going on here, guys? The reason I'm telling you about it is because if you listen to this podcast, you get a code, which is BANTER10, BANTER10, 10. And if you enter that when you're subscribing, they give you £10 off your first order. How about that shit? Steaming. So yeah, beer52.com. If you enjoy a craft beer and you can't be arsed leaving your house, have them send it to you. Every time they send them to me, they disappear pretty swiftly, I will add. So there you have it. It's been a weird week. Started since the last podcast. Started with staying in a shithole hotel and finished off with staying at a very lovely hotel last night. So let's jump back in time and work our way through, shall we, kids? Essentially, last week, we had Lavery's Comedy Club, and we had to sort of pick girlfriend Maureen's sister's boyfriend up, Frank the Tank. He's Dutch. He was flying in, and we're like, let's go collect him from the city airport. Traffic in Belfast was absolutely mental. So they were staying in the Ibis ETAP, which everyone knows is basically the fuck swamp beside Filthy McNasty's, where you're like, hey, are you a classy lady? Do you not want to get fingered on the dance floor of the fucking gypsy lounge? Then let's go next door, and for 41 quid, you can finger in private. So they were staying there for those reasons or not. Who's to know? And essentially what happened was we pulled up, and I was like, oh my God, why don't we just get a fucking room in this place? And I said that to girlfriend Maureen, and she was like, oh, is it only 40 quid? No problem, let's get that. So we went and checked it. Turns out on the day it was like 61 quid. And I was like, do you know what? We were supposed to be staying at my dad's house, so fuck this. Let's just get a quote-unquote hotel room in this dump. So we did. We got a hotel room there, and then obviously someone seen me go in there or some stupid shit and was like, huh, staying at the ETAP, are you, Colin? Doing well for yourself? And you're like, what does that mean? What does that statement mean? You think, you obviously think that I am a bigger deal than I actually am. And that if I was to stay in a hotel for one night, that I would be at the door of the merchant going, hi, can I throw my bags in here? Go and do a comedy gig from 9 to about 12, drink for another 2 hours, come back here, collapse unconscious, and then be awake in a matter of hours and leave it. And you want me to pay well over the fucking odds for that? Or do I go to the absolute cumbog that is the Ibis ETAP, pay 60 quid, throw my bags in, disappear for 5 hours, eat a chicken burger, then sleep in it for a couple of minutes and then get up and then leave? you know? It's like, I don't understand what's going on there.
Look at you paying for convenience. Well, doing well, are you, mate? I thought you'd be booking out a floor in the Oval Apartments there over at the old at the Oval Tower there beside the Big Fish. I thought you'd be booking a floor out in that to stay for literally a matter of hours while you do a comedy gig. What a fucking cock wrench. So yeah, we did stay in there, and it was shit. And it was one of those things where it came in, blocked, fell asleep, and woke up in the morning with a lot of construction work going on. And you know when you're tossing and turning for like an hour going, this is really bothering me, and then all you do is get up and shut the window, which is of course soundproof. And I was like, okay, well, why didn't I do that 2 hours ago? Because I just left the window open because it was steaming. So there you go. Had a lovely experience. So shout out to whatever misplaced blowjob called me out on that. But that was after Lavery's Comedy Club, where Tom the Barrowman was up, who is a fucking king. We recorded some little podcasty things, similar to the discussing style video that me and Mickey Bartlett did one time. We did one time, and we have about 15 videos. I might just put them all up. I mean, the only thing that puts me off doing that shit these days is the fact that the internet out here is absolutely fucking chronic. Sitting throwing fucking coal into the back of the router. Or router. Do you hate that when you're in someone? They're like, well, what's your router say? It's router, you fucking stupid cunt. Anyway. Yeah, so he's obsessed with hunting. And he always wears camo and stuff like that. And we all decided to wear... I decided to wear camo. And in some sort of magic prediction, knowing that Mickey and Shane probably wouldn't have any camouflage. Tom the Bear was like, listen, I have a fucking rucksack filled with shit. So do not worry about that. You can borrow my stuff. So everyone in the lineup was wearing Realtree camo for no reason whatsoever. But it was fun. It was fun for the night. And then we went and stayed in the old Spunk apartments there. At the Ibis ETAP. Oh shit, sorry about that. Which, by the way, I've stayed in worse places, to be honest. It's just pretty basic. They give you one of the most depressing little bars of soap you've ever seen. Which, you literally would only use that soap if you got, like, dog shit around your teeth. Because everything else, you're going, I definitely don't need this soap bad enough to rub it anywhere near my skin. You know, why don't I just use Daz? Let me just rub Daz all over my skin, see how that fucking turns out. Outrageous. So anyway, we stayed there. Next day, went and met cameraman Phil Bailey. Got some more footage from the Ulster Hall. So I'm only missing one card from that, and then I can start editing. And that's about it. Stayed up at my dad's, went to IKEA. And I'm just basically running through my week here. It's so boring as shit. Went to IKEA the next day. Which will turn any man into just a fucking crazed psychopath. What is it? You know, what is it about fucking IKEA? Where is it? Like, if you needed answers out of someone, take them to IKEA for an hour, and 2 hours later they'll be, I'll tell you anything. Just please don't make me look at one more fucking candle, or I'm gonna stab myself in the fucking face. What a dump. And that was it. That was the exciting week. We started off in the ETAP, and then Sunday night, we decided to go to Dublin for the night, because my sister works for Hilton, and she was able to get cheap hotel rooms in the old Conrad in Dublin, which is pretty fucking fancy. You could immediately tell that we lowered the tone as soon as we walked in, you know. You're like, oh, look at this fat man, the only one not wearing a cravat right now. And I was like, god damn right I'm not. General Banter in the house, what? So, yeah, that was it, really. The Australian rugby team were staying there ahead of next week's game against Ireland. And you've never seen bigger humans in your fucking life. You know, all those fucking Aborigine-looking props. shin was like a fucking just tree trunk. I know people say that. Oh my god, I had legs like tree trunks. This cunt did. Like, nuts. Absolutely nuts, the size of these guys. So they were there. And it was one of those ones where, like, we're only going down for one night. We probably should have went down a lot earlier, but, you know, women. And so we ended up going way later than possible. I mean, it's, I've said this before, but it sounds like a hacky 80s bit of material where you're like, you could have just, you could imagine Seinfeld. I can't do a Seinfeld impression, but it's just like, why are women so late? Why do they take so long to do fucking everything? And it's like, it's not even like, oh, you take a wee bit longer than fellas. What are you like? You just take ages. You're literally like, why am I ready? And in an hour and 45 minutes, you'll be like, okay, I'm just going to dry my hair. And you're like, what the fuck is wrong with your brain? You know? Or, I mean, this, I've said this to girlfriend Maureen's face. This is how my life is with her, right? Either you go, let's go at about 1 o'clock, and then it's 10 to 3, and she's like, right, okay, I'm just going to get in the bath here. And you're like, what? That's the life, waiting for, waiting to the point where your buzz for it has just completely fucking left you, you know? We're just like, I don't even want to do that now. 2 hours ago, I was excited to go to this place, and now I'm like, it's not worth going now, because we're going to have about half an hour there, so I can really be holed. That's one part of this type of life. The other type is, she'll just spring something on you, which, like, when we went to go see the rugby, went to watch the rugby there, All Blacks versus Ireland, right? I mean, I wish I could, you know, sugarcoat this like a Seinfeld bit, but it, really at this point, it's me just having like a, you know, almost like I've been drinking too much whiskey, and now I'm like, I tell you the crack of women. It's either the, you're waiting 3 hours to your just fucking, the crack has been sipped out of it, or it's, here, get ready. Or, no, here, do you want to go watch the rugby with my dad? No. Sure. Right, okay. He's coming now. And you're like, right, I was literally trying to make dinner there, so the pan is clearly on fire with chicken in it and, you know, various other things cooking. I'm also wearing shorts and trainers. And it's like, yeah, can you get ready? And you're like, well, okay. Turn all the fucking food off. And then she's like, are you not ready? I thought you said you're ready now. And you're like, listen, sometimes it takes more than 37 seconds to abandon a chicken dinner and then get changed into regular human's clothes and maybe not take a shit. You know? That's the world I live in, guys. So it's rough. It's worse than living in Aleppo, really. It's tough. It's tough shit out there. But that's what happened. We went to watch the Ireland match, and I'll tell you something, there is a magic that happens in a pub where if I was sitting at home and someone gave me two tall tins of Stella, and I'm like, great, I could drink two of those and be fine. Yeah, feeling great, feeling good. But there's something about going to a pub, sitting down, the fire's on, and you have 2 pints of Heverly, because you're a fucking faggot. I mean, I think we could all agree that, like, you know, maybe if you didn't use faggot for like 2 years and then brought it back just in a different context, I think we could do that. Like, literally, you know, literally, that doesn't really mean literally what literally means. I'm pretty sure I'm not gonna look it up now. I'm just gonna, you know that fact and also be retarded. Oh, there's another one. Can't say that. But I mean, you know, let's call a spade. I'm drinking Heverly in a fucking country pub, and they're like, well, you're the first one to drink out of that tap all week. But swear to God, like 2 pints of that, and I was like, you know that old school, I'm a teenager in a fucking alleyway, and I've just stole 3 tins of beer, because all my parents are drunk at a fucking barbecue. That's how I felt, like, oh God, got a bit of a buzz on here, guys. Oh shit. And then I just don't remember any of the match, other than people were getting knocked out by accident, people were fucking, like, what is that thing in rugby now where you get like hit, if you get hit in the head at all, they basically send you off. They're like, yeah, go and be assessed, and then you come, you go off, and they're like, yeah, I think you got a concussion there. Gone are the days of people just getting fucking blasted out cold and then they let them play on. In fact, there was a match one time. I know everyone's getting very concerned about the head trauma, and as they well should be, as someone who played rugby and got a fair share of fucking smacks to the head. Never got knocked out though, because, you know, you're dealing with a fucking rhino here, but plenty of bashes to the head. Went to work one day, you know, my wee weekend job, with fucking basically my whole left eye was cloudy, could see nothing out of it. So that was definitely some sort of something going on. You know, car crashes. I know I have brain damage for sure. You know, let's not fuck about here. But there was a match one time, and it was obviously Wales versus somebody. Your guy George North was playing for Wales. He got fucking emptied, completely flatlined, out cold. And then he went off or something, and then he was awake, and then they brought him back on. And what happens is, when you get knocked out, every time you get knocked out after the big knockout, it becomes very easy. Your brain's like, oh, I remember this. Beep! Fucking, let's shut this shit down before I actually feel anything. So the second time comes back on, bang, hitting the chin again, out cold, completely limp, hits the ground. And then maybe they decided to take him off. But you're like, if he'd have fucking just had a bleed on the brain backstage and died, you know, that's your fault for letting him back on. Rugby players are retarded. They're like, oh, I know I was literally unconscious there a second ago, but let me back on. Sure, I'll go back on. Tough as nails, bro. So, there you have it. I don't know. Did it tell you about the hotel? Ah, fuck it. Anyway, we went to Dublin on Sunday. And, you know, we were like, let's enjoy the hotel, because it's a really fancy hotel, and we're getting it for the price of a fucking Happy Meal. And, so we're like, let's just enjoy the hotel. Let's have dinner and drinks and just enjoy this fucking hotel. And it was shite, you know what I mean? You can just be in a hotel, you know, not in a particularly amazing mood. Just like, well, here we are in a fucking shitty hotel. You know, whatever. There's the fucking TV. There's the bed. And that's it. You know, we went to the fucking restaurant, which was like, now, bear in mind, my sister has some sort of staff rate, so you're getting, like, half-price food and drink and room, basically. So, ordered fucking ribeye steaks and chips. And you know what? It was okay. It was okay. Like, the steak was alright. The chips were okay. But it wasn't, like, 30 euro fucking okay. No one was paying full 30 euro. But you're still, like, you know, imagine paying 30 euro for this fucking, not a big steak, just a steak. This piece of shit steak and some chips. And béarnaise sauce. # stinking mayonnaise. I was like, cut the price in thirds and go to fucking TGI's and tell me their steak and chips isn't better than this fucking pile of shit. Get the fuck out of my life. I hate that. And all they do is, see if you went to fucking TGI's, right? Not that I'm doing a paid ad for TGI's. It's the only thing I can think of. I'm sure it says, like, ribeye steak with fucking rough cut fries and an additional side if you want to include, you know, do you want fucking gravy or, I don't know, I don't know the pros. I'm thinking of KFC, you know. I was trying to pretend like it was some guy on the street there. Do you ever go to TGI's? Let's face it, people are going to fucking KFC, including me, Tramsville. But I'm sure it just says steak, chips and a fucking side of your choice. In here, it's all like, here is a slice of dry-aged fucking bloody blah ribeye steak from the ball bag of a Hebridean fucking some sort of oxen. And you're like, mate, it's a steak. I can't, you know, I didn't eat it and go, taste the fucking organic asshole off that. It's just a fuck. By the time you fuck with it, it's just a steak. It could be horse meat for all. In fact, we've had that conversation last week. I'd eat the horse meat. You know, I remember getting a thing before, it was like, fillet of Irish beef, dry-aged, you know, Strangford Lock scampi, fucking thrice battered, and baby cumber potatoes with bloody blah butter. Comes out, steak in the middle, overcooked to the dick, three bits of scampi around the outside, which may as well have been just someone just going into a fucking deep fat fryer. Three of them. Three, like, not a little basket of them, three of them. And then three bits of cumber, new potato, which actually when you added them up was one new potato and another half a new potato, so that it made three little half moons, and they were in a triangle, and then the scampi was in a triangle, and then the overcooked beef was in the middle. And I was like, I'm not joking when I say I would rather just have a battered sausage and three chips. It was shit. People talk some game, don't they? This is a cumber potato. Where the fuck is cumber? Fuck cumber. In fact, who cares where your spuds are from? Cut them up and fry them and I'll eat the shit out of them. Here is it. It's like the same as fucking, you know, when, Jesus Christ. What do you call them? Marks and Spencer's. This is not just a fucking piece of smoked salmon. Yes, it is. You know, and they're all fucking ready meals that they're talking about. You could talk it up all you want, but all you're doing is standing in front of the microwave like, ting. Oh, there you go. There goes my courgette lasagna with fucking ricotta on the top. Get the fuck out of my life. You're still going to eat that and fucking jizz all over your Sky remote and go to bed, you fucking loser. I'm in a great mood. Okay, that's pretty much all my news out of the way. They're throwing something like $390 million into Buckingham Palace, which is just, isn't that great news? Huh? I bet you there's even the most hardened fucking loyalists in East Belfast going, get a fucking United Ireland to fuck. Can't even watch these fucking retards pour $400 million into that. And I have to go, get a taxi to Craigavon to get someone to look at my fucking sprained ankle. Sort your fucking lives out. How could you do, like, essential repairs? What are you going to do? Fucking hit it with a... Oh, fuck, I don't know. What a fucking load of shit. What are they, like, are they getting, like, iPads above the fucking shitter? One needs to watch Narcos while shaking off some fucking bum chocolate. What could you possibly want? One would like to wipe one's anus with gold leaf, por favor. They should go so posh to go Spanish. Fucking, what do they need? Like, clone the corgis or something? It's too much money, you fucking arseholes. There's another news story here. I don't know if I even have the fucking internet connection to watch it here. Hold on. I love my husband, President Barack Obama, and our children, Sasha and Malia. Oh, right. What's her name? Gigi Hadid or something? Hadid? Gigi? What's her name? That's not going to play. Slammed for Melania Trump impression at the AMAs. Less than 2 weeks after presidential election. Jesus Christ. Donald Trump was, not surprisingly, a hot topic at the American Music Awards on Sunday night, and the insults and jokes came from all sides. Oh shit. Let's see what this is all about. Ridiculous tits.
President-elect Donald Trump and incoming First Lady Melania, the show host Gigi Hadid and Jay Farrow tried to impersonate the Trumps, and the social media universe was not pleased, particularly with the supermodel's impersonation. She puckered her lips and said, "I love my husband, President Barack Obama, and our children, Sasha and Malia," mocking Melania for her RNC speech, which took lines from a speech by Michelle Obama. Some on social media said of the 21-year-old's presentation, Gigi Hadid showed the highest form of disrespect possible to the next First Lady, unforgivable. Another chimed in, "Lost all respect for at Gigi Hadid tonight. How tasteless to mock your next president." What do you think of Gigi Hadid's Melania Trump impression? Funny or disrespectful? Let us know on Twitter at Fox411.
Well, definitely show me the clip, though. Fuck's sake. That's a funny joke, saying that I love my husband, President Barack Obama, because your woman Melania basically covered Michelle Obama's fucking speech. Spot on impression for launching into his own impression. Highest form of disrespect possible to the next First Lady. I mean, just because someone has a fucking title doesn't mean all of a sudden they deserve respect if they were a fucking asshole beforehand. You know what I'm saying? Well, Gary Glitter has become a manager at Asda. Do you have to give him more respect? Definitely not. Fuck that guy. Anyway, every cunt in the world has been taking the piss out of Trump, his wife, his fucking asshole kids, everybody. And then this girl who is some sort of supermodel does it and everyone fucking clamps down on her like, oh God, how dare you? On Saturday Night Live, where for fucking months that's all I've been doing is take the piss out of fucking presidential nominees, candidates. Something else, does she have a sister with the same stupid fucking name? Apparently was body shamed because she was doing an ad for Nike and they're like, Nike should have athletes on it, so why is this fucking skinny bitch on it? Because she's really, really, really famous. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to put on some fucking American gymnast girl that's had just turned 14, looks like fucking Frank Bruno. Because all she's been doing is fucking press-ups and petty flus since she was 10. Who's going to sell more shit? Do you want to be, you know, you're going to, you know, you put the trainers in some obscure Olympian. Who's going to buy them? Stick them on someone that Justin Bieber's came in and no doubt they'll sell. What do you mean, spunk? Mad old news out there. I clicked on a thing earlier that I wanted to read up on. What do you hear this first story? This is on the mirror.co.uk because, you know, one of the classy sites I check for strange news. Rotting body parts and rusting operating tables revealed in haunting images from a hospital abandoned as I vomit after a devastating hurricane. So before Hurricane Katrina, the charity hospital in New Orleans was a proud teaching institute, one of the first hospitals established in America. A nightmarish set of images from an abandoned hospital has revealed leftover blood specimens, rusty operating tables and rotten body parts. Before Hurricane Katrina struck, yeah, it was a proud teaching... I'm reading the same fucking shit twice. This is crazy. Like, it's just be... It hasn't been touched since it was deserted. Which is hard to think about. Like, when was that? 2005? 10 years, essentially, and or more. And this place was fucking wiped out. And I remember seeing documentaries that were, like, 3 or 4 years after that, where they were trying to explain, like, you know, what, nothing happened here. Like, it got fucking wiped out, and, you know, who was in charge at the time? Bush basically sent them a fucking... like fucking postcard. Sorry about that. Must be terrible. But just looking at these, it's crazy when that sort of shit happens. Like, and it's a big tall building. It's not like it's a fucking bungalow where it was submerged. Like the whole place is just, it's a big tall building, but it's just all fucked up. There's like tables with fucking microscopes on it, blood specimens lying there. I mean, this is terrible, terrible material for an audio podcast, but you should check that out. Just type in abandoned hospital, New Orleans. It's creepy as shit. I heard some other story. What was I listening to? And they were like, apparently, during one of those things, they were in a hospital that was about to get flooded. And people were like, listen, there are people in this hospital who are like 300 pounds and pretty much, you know, can't move, bedridden. And they're just going to be here and no one can move them while this place is filling with water. Sorry about the squeaks in my shoes here. So essentially what the most humane thing for me, for the doctors to do, were like to just fucking euthanize people. Like, I'm not going to leave someone here to fucking die, you know, fully lucid. So I'll just give them enough drugs where they're unconscious and they're going to drown anyway. So they may as well not feel any of it. And apparently that went to court and everything, and a lot of people were, like, cleared of manslaughter or murder, because there were, it was basically, like, an act of sort of kindness. Is that, what's the word? I don't know. They were basically going, I'm not going to let you be alive when you drown to death here, so here's a large dose of fucking morphine. Anyway, we'll move on from that. Morbid shit! Jesus Christ. The other week I said, I'm going to have to buy a scarf. I'm actually wearing it right now. Because when you've no hair, sometimes, like, I'll touch my neck and I'll be like, why does my neck feel like a fucking frozen turkey? It's just freezing and sticky. And as like, where do you buy a 3 meter long scarf? You know, joking at the girth of my own fucking fat neck. And sure enough, didn't Twitter go mental? Sending me fucking millions of pictures, and there's the one of fucking Lenny Kravitz with a giant scarf on. Remember Lenny Kravitz's trousers burst open and his dick was hanging out and he had a rather marvellous golden cock ring on?
Are you going to ring my cock?
Let's go for these questions. Alexandra wanted to ask as soon as I saw it, but what do you think of Steven Seagal being given Russian citizenship by Putin himself? I mean, it's hilarious, really. But all Steven Seagal wants is... what's the word? Like recognition from other official hard people. You know what I'm saying? So like, whenever he used to hang around the UFC and he's wearing those yellow glasses that basically don't allow you to see the amount of fucking, you know, bags under his eyes, because he probably enjoys nothing but drinking whiskey and eating fucking steaks, a lot like me this week. You know, Anderson Silva took him on board, was like, yeah, teach me some techniques, because you're a really, really famous martial arts film actor and it's kind of a novelty for you to be around. You know, show me some bullshit moves, like I couldn't just fucking kick your teeth out from the other side of the room here. And he played along with it for a while, and obviously Anderson Silva was probably laughing his head off, like, I think this is amazing. And Steven Seagal's deadly serious, you know, like after one of his fights he's like, this is one of the techniques that we were practicing, and he managed to pull it off in the fight. You know, because he hit him with like a Vitor Belfort, with like a front kick. And you're like, let me tell you something. I don't think that Anderson Silva, possibly the best fucking MMA fighter of all time, just won that fight because a big fat cunt with hair made out of felt taught him how to do a front kick when he couldn't even fucking see his own feet past his fucking tits. Steven, you fucking useless cunt. You and James Nesbitt are the only people I've ever seen, and that cunt off Melissa and fucking Jimmy or whatever it's called. You were full bald. You were as bald as me, and then the next minute you have a full head of hair, and you definitely look better with no hair. You know, he's got that fucking Sharpie hairline where he just, you know, puts a bowl on his head and goes, I'm just going to go around the fringe. I guess I've got a hairline now. Colours it in, black shoe polish and fucking 8 Sharpies, you know, and then puts his fucking Aikido kimono on. I do Aikido. Okay. What are you, a fucking 7-year-old woman trying to just keep your body moving? I would beat the shit out of Steven Seagal. How about that? Make that happen. But yeah, it's hilarious. But what I'm saying is, all he wants is that recognition from an... like, Putin is a black belt in judo or something. He'd probably fuck you up if he had to. If he, you know, if he wasn't sending nuclear bombs to your fucking family home. But, you know, he's known as a bit of a hard nut. And to get the approval of him, he's probably like, oh, yeah, I'm a Russian. He'll take on whatever fucking person he's talking to, you know. I am Russian now. My name is Steven Seagal. Talks to some black dudes. What's up, motherfucker? I'm Steven Seagal, motherfucker. He's an actor and a fucking idiot. But look up his music, though. It's amazing. Jordan Singleton, finish the sentence. The mannequin challenge is stupidest trend since... I don't know, they're all pretty stupid. Is it for a challenge? Because I know at least the Ice Bucket Challenge was like... ALS or whatever, which is... I suppose it's motor neuron disease, which is pretty fucking horrific. But no, I've seen some of them are funny, like, but... I mean, it's so funny. I was talking to girlfriend Maureen's sister one time. I was like, there was some song on the TV. It was like, do the fucking something, whatever it was. And everyone was doing this dance. And I was like, that's all you do, is you make up a thing. Like, do the fucking... do the dildo. And you just do like a stupid... wave your dick move, and that's the latest dance move in all the clubs. But I was like, I'm gonna invent one that's called do the nothing, you know, and just on the drop, you know, it's and then you just stand still and just do nothing. And I swear to God, about a week later she was like, oh my God, have you seen this mannequin challenge thing? It's literally what you were talking about last week. So what I'm saying is, guys, I invented the mannequin challenge. You're welcome. It's funny. I mean, I seen your guy Kane Toomey or whatever do one earlier, And he's playing both the character of himself and his girlfriend, Emily. And for that transformation, what he does is absolutely nothing. So you have a guy that looks like him talking, and then you have a guy that looks like him, but talking in a girl voice. And that's supposed to be a different character. Brilliant, mate. Brilliant. What do you think of Christmas Market? Load of shite, I think. However, the kangaroo burgers are bouncing. In quotes, they're great. I'm sure they are lovely. That's from Chris Reezy. What do you think of it? I mean, it's whatever. It if anything, it just brings a nicer vibe to that part of town. It's the same shit, though, isn't it? You know what I mean? It's just like, what do you want? A fucking hot chocolate with booze in it? Do you want to go buy a big thing of beer, which tastes like donkey's dick, other than it's in a big fucking giant stein, which apparently doesn't even mean anything? So I hear from a German guy. He's like, Stein? What the fuck is a Stein? You dick. It's just, I don't know, you walk around it, you know, you eat some fucking churros and then you fuck away off. Got some churros, please. But yeah, whatever. It's alright, you know what I mean? Let's go get fucking scarves and gloves on and go and sit and drink a giant beer outside and get pneumonia. I mean, I think I got like, I got one of those sausages once with like weird mustard on it, and I'm pretty sure I was ill. So, I don't know, I'll swerve it next time. And they always do this like, oh, do you want some pulled pork? And it's like a hog roast type thing. But then they give it like apple sauce and all, and you're like, what, you fucking white people. You're like, make your own barbecue sauce, slap it all over the pig, cook the pig, take the meat off, fry the meat, crisp it up a bit, and then stick it in a sweet bap with some fucking pickles. Is it okay to hit a guy? Here's a clip of a guy being smacked by a girl. Load up.
Say it again, cunt. Say it again.
Say it again.
What's her name? Fucking say it again.
What's her name?
Say it again.
Why are these lights going green?
Fucking say it again.
Where's the green light?
Fuck off. Fuck you. No. This cunt thinks he's a fucking mad cunt. Fuck you, cunt. Keep fucking walking. Come on. Fuck you.
Can you stop hitting my friend?
Fuck off.
So he just basically kept his thumb in the air while some wee girl slapped him in the head. I don't know. No one should be hitting anybody, okay? As a fan of the sport of fighting, I love watching people fight. But you can't get on like that. And there is this, you're not allowed to hit women rule, right? Which is just a made up rule, okay? And I'm not saying that you should hit women. No one should be hitting anybody. You know what I mean? You should have enough fucking restraint not to have to hit anybody. But the, you know, saying that you're not allowed to hit women doesn't mean that no one's gonna ever hit you. So if you're running around smacking dudes and going, yeah, you fucking can't, repeatedly slapping something, just because society says I can't be hit by a man, doesn't mean that he can't just turn around and smack you harder than you've ever been hit by anything ever. Do you know, it's like going, oh, I'll never be eaten by a fucking lion because they're only ever in the zoo behind a wall. But you know, if that was the only place you thought they lived, and then you ran into one on a fucking safari and there was no wall, and you're like, look at this dickhead, look at this stupid thing, he can't hit me because they don't attack people because of the glass up here, and then he just bites your fucking throat out, and you're like, oh, I didn't know that was the rule. It's kind of the same thing, you know? No one should be hitting anybody, but if you're acting like a right fucking maniac, don't be surprised if someone does, you know? And that's not a threat or anything. That's just like, that's just kind of like, just be safe, just be careful. You know what I mean? Don't take anything for granted. The rules don't really, they apply in society, but you know, get down to certain individuals and you're like, you might be playing with fire slightly there. I don't know what that sounds like when I say it. Does that sound like some sort of threat? I don't mean it like that. I just like, don't, try not to act like a cunt and hopefully nothing terrible happens to you. Male or female. What do you think? Oh, same question. Toe or finger? Finger. What? Lucy Lou, something. Will you ever do another General Banter Squad live? I'm sure there will be, yeah. I don't know what form it's going to take or what. The General Banter Squad Live was just to give it some sort of name. General Banter is my thing. So I may decide to do General Banter gigs, but I don't know whether it'll be even there or it'll even be all the people in the group or the same lineup or whatever. But there will still be gigs. I mean, go to Laverick's, you know what I mean? It's all the General Banter people all the fucking time. Did you know that if you stick a toothpick in a cat's arse, it doesn't even notice? And that's from Plum Bit. I did not know that, and at the minute we don't have cats or toothpicks. So there you go. What's the dirtiest joke you've ever heard? Heard / told? I don't know. Your dirtiest jokes don't really register with someone who is immersed in the comedy world. You hear horrendous shit all the fucking time. Since Black Friday is, I don't know, I just don't know any jokes, you know? I can't really think of any off the top of my fucking head. Sorry to let you down there, Aiden. What did I used to do? I used to do a joke about it being socially acceptable for girls to have sex toys, but if a guy has one, you're like, mate, what's wrong with you? Have you got a spastic dick or something? You know, do you not just fancy your hand like the rest of the lads? It was a terrible joke, but I do remember saying, do you have a spastic dick in front of a whole crowd of people, and no one laughed. Colin Geddes, since Black Friday is coming, what's the most stupid thing you've ever got on an impulse buy? You're talking about the Amazon assassin over here. You know, the old one-click buy, no card details. The amount of shit that's turned up at this house, and I forgot that I ordered, and I'm like, oh yeah! 20 fucking mic covers. You know, just shit that I don't even need. I buy all sorts of dumb shit. I bought a selfie pole the other day off the internet, hasn't arrived yet. Well, what do I need it for? Don't know. Can't even remember. Don't even know why I bought it at the time. You know, I very, very rarely use a fucking GoPro, so I'm like, what the fuck do I own this for? Just a stupid cunt. But nothing too... Well, I bought a camera. It wasn't a Black Friday thing, but I bought a camera and it was on its way and I was like, why the fuck did I order that? Because I later found out that for the money, for a little bit more money, you could get infinitely better cameras, and so I was like, I'm gonna go ahead and cancel that order because what the fuck am I playing it? So I did, I cancelled it. I mean, this is a really boring answer, Ryan. I'm sorry about that. I don't know, I just fucking, none of my purchases, I'm not a guy who requires big, stupid shit, you know what I mean? If I'm gonna buy something silly, it's gonna be like, oh, I bought a fucking, you know, some ridiculous t-shirt offline without even checking the size of it. And it doesn't fit, and then you're like, what am I going to do with a Beastie Boys t-shirt that's, you know, a ladies medium? What music are you listening to these days? I could really do with some suggestions if anyone wants to send me any shit they're listening to. You really need a good sit down and, you know, download some stuff. I mean, everything on the radio makes me want to murder fucking babies, but I don't know, it was getting fairly grimy there for a minute. I don't know. I'd like some good rap to listen to because, you know, God knows you speak Dan McCann. He's like, listen to fucking Lil Spastic over here. And you're like, oh, what's wrong with him? And he's like, oh, well, basically, he has no voice box. So he flute boxes just armpit farts. And, you know, he's the biggest thing in America. You check the clip, 980 million hits. Cool. I don't know. Just the usual bullshit, really. A little bit of local rock, a little bit of worldwide hip-hop. Dwayne Pipe Not being rude, but Mickey Bartlett seems to think he is much funnier than he is. How do you work with his arrogance? Hashtag Team Colin. Well, how does he deal with my arrogance? You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of fucking comedians are convinced in their own mind that they're way funnier than everybody else. And even if someone gets more laughs than them, they're like, yeah, but his jokes aren't as clever as mine or something. Or that's a better bit of material or whatever. But me and Mickey are very close friends, so... I don't really know what to tell you. He probably is as funny as he thinks he is. You know? Could he have more notoriety if he wasn't a lazy bastard? Absolutely. But, you know, you can't lead a gift horse to the water, or whatever the fucking saying is. AIDS. Yeah, you can't make someone do something they don't want to do. Oh my god, what the fuck? So there you go, let's do some Facebook questions, and there's loads of them, let's rip through these. Will the Comedy Squad be back in the Ulster Hall? I don't know, I'm going to probably do it myself next time. There might be other gigs, but again, come to Laveries, you'll see any of those people most of the time. Peter Nish, if you could fight one of the Mr. Men, who would it be? What the fuck? I have no idea. I can't even remember Mr. Men, to be honest. Fuck me. I don't know. Am I going to Google Mr. Men right now? Welcome to Colin Googles Things on an audio podcast like a fucking mentalist on a Monday. 8 o'clock Monday. Hey, getting ready to go out. Kids, finish your exams, get a few drinks, have a few prees. Wait till you turn 30. And by the way, I'm an exciting 30-year-old. Don't even worry about it. Sitting here doing my wee podcasts on a Monday, I might go to the cinema at 9. Milk my teats into a beaker. Mr. Men. What about... Alright, here we go. Oh, by the way, I totally forgot to tell you. I went to a John Kavanagh seminar there at SBG because I do jiu-jitsu and haven't been 3 weeks, and then decided to turn up like a fair weather fan at a fucking... at a fucking seminar. Walked in the door, there's about fucking 80 people on the mats. I was like, oh, class. I remember when Damien had me and about 10 other people in the small gym up the stairs, and now there's the guts of 100 people waiting for a seminar with Conor McGregor's fucking coach, head of SBG Ireland. My God. And it was good crack. I mean, the last time we had a seminar with John Kavanagh, oh, click, you fucking whore. Before I had a seminar with him one time, I was doing a drill on the floor, and I heard him say to the coach, our coach, he goes, is that the comedian guy, the blender guy? And he goes, yeah, Colin. And he goes, yeah, that's him. And he came over and like shook my hand. He's like, oh, the fucking the blender. And I was like, oh, sweet. And then at the end of it, he goes, I'll have to get a photo with the blender. And I got one of the best photos of all time of me like choking him out. I talked about it last week. But I went to the seminar again. Way more people. It was class. Learned some sweet techniques. So look out for the fat man on the streets. Right? I'll sit on your chest until you've no more pulse. But it was funny because, there's obviously a load of people. He's looking around and he goes, oh, the blender's in the house or something. And everyone fucking laughed. And then he was joking around like, oh, I hope you don't mind if we start so basic. Making a joke that I know a lot more about martial arts than him. Good times, though. Great times. Just rolled around, blew my back out several times. Knee was fucked. And I'll probably not be back for about 3 weeks, but it was pretty fucking sweet. Shout out to Damien, the coach, for letting me slip in there last minute. I was going to queue up for another photo, but I was like, you know what? If he's coming back here for 2 seminars a year, you know, am I going to get a photo every fucking time, or am I just going to stick with the best photo ever taken? So if it was to fight one of these fucking things, I would say Little Miss Late, because she already annoys me based on her name. Fucking bitch. How shit. Okay, Jack McCanna or something. How fucking shite is hangxiety fear? It's the worst. I get it so bad. I'm a pretty anxious person anyway. Not that I'm scared. Like, I think that's a thing, it's hard to explain, where you're like, I'm not so scared that I wouldn't do something, but you're just sitting there going, why do I feel like I'm really nervous? But I'm not scared. But I'm nervous about, what the fuck is going on here? It's definitely going to kill me someday, but if you drink and have a terrible hangover, it's multiplied by about 10. You know, we're just like, I can't sit still and you can't fall asleep even though you're fucking knackered. It's a bastard. I should stop. I am about ready. I've experienced this with different things in my life. You know what I mean? Smoked for a while. Really enjoyed it. Was like, this is getting a bit fucking tired. Stopped smoking. You know, about 4 weeks ago, I was like, the old coffee situation's getting out of hand here. You know, just relying on caffeine to be fucking awake. So I stopped that, you know what I mean? I just got to a stage where I was like, that's about time for me. That'll do me right there. And drink is on its way. And I don't know, because I do enjoy getting really blitzed as some sort of blowout of energy, but the hangovers are just not worth it at the minute. So, yeah, you're right. It's terrible. Everyone, I don't know how people get over it. Just get together with your mates and fucking just have a laugh, because that's really what you're trying to do. You know, be one of those creeps who just stays sober and drives to the nightclub and fucking, you know, gets on like they're drunk. They're like, yeah, man, I got the car, I'll give you a lift and everything. Next minute, you're in the E-top, finger slamming someone's dumper. What's your favourite Van Damme film? Kickboxer, probably, because it's the only one I can think of. And also, as a child, I was obsessed with it because I watched it when I sort of wasn't really allowed to be watching it. You know what I'm saying? Same as Nightmare on Elm Street. Think I saw my first set of tits and that freaked me right out. But then, saying that, did not hold up. You watch it years later and you realise it's a full pile of shit. And I was nearly going to do material about it one day, but I love the bit when he's explaining why he has a fucking, like, Frenchy Belgian accent and his brother's from America. He's like, I don't believe that our parents moved to America when you were a child and you had to stay and fucking da-da-da. And you're like, really? You had to write that? You had to write that into the script just to fucking, just to spell it out for the fans?
Why is he American and why is he to speak French?
Oh my goodness, good job you brought that up. My mother took me to France and you stayed with Dad.
I know, dude. Fucking bullshit.
Let's put glass in our hands and punch the fuck out of each other. Sweet mother of fuck, this... Sweet Mickey Higney. Sweet mother of fuck, it's the Monday motherfucking podcast. Question times. Top 5 joke stories as told by Mickey Bartlett. On or off staff. Oh, Jesus Christ. I mean, I don't fucking know. How do you narrow Mickey's jokes down? I don't know. It's hard. It's all there. You know what I'm saying? It's all there in podcast form. All the live podcasts, all the vlogs, there'll be some sort of shit involving the two of us. I don't know. Fucking me. I mean, when we're in each other's company, it is a fight to the death for fucking punchlines. So to remember 5 of those jokes is a bastard nightmare. Three items to have with you if you're stranded on a desert island. A mobile phone. What would be the legit thing to do? Probably like a male pig and 2 female pigs. You know, and let them fuck the both of them. Let them have babies. And just be a pig farmer in the middle of this island. And then you've at least got food, which I'm sure you could cook in salt water. Who gives a shit? You know, learn how to collect some water. And just learn to keep yourself alive. You know, and then, you know, keep an eye out for fucking planes and boats and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? But maybe... probably just one of those things to make a fire. You know, I would end up just setting the whole island on fire and being like, guys, can you fucking pick me up or what? If you could have a look into the future to see when and what you'll die of, would you look? Nah, you can't, can you? I mean, you take the risk that you look and you go, oh, I die at 89 in my sleep. But
with people's diets and fucking attitudes these days, you're better ball bag. It's not going to be. Nah, you can't look. I mean, you'd freak out. I mean, if it was a sudden death, it might be good to know. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, if it was like, on this day, you just fucking get just wiped out by something, maybe. You're going to be that guy who falls in the acid bath and just dissolves. if you look, nah, you couldn't know that. The rest of your life would just be a countdown of fucking craziness. Also, you might look at it and be like, oh, fuck, it's tomorrow. You know, that's a fucking reality for people. Nah, I wouldn't look. But then you never know, because, like, what if it was like, you know, you have a massive heart attack because you're a big fat bastard in 20 years. Well, realistically, it would only take you 1 year to shed all that fucking weight and get yourself in really good shape. So then it's like, do I die in 20 years of a fucking heart attack? Or did I get myself in better shape and eat healthier and blood pressure and everything came down? And, you know, it's hard to know. It's hard to know. If you knew it, most of the time you could probably change the outcome, which is the fucked up part. I mean, that's a good way to think. If someone told you you were going to die horribly of an illness in 20 years, you would absolutely start taking care of yourself really well now. But because you don't know, you think you'll just wing it. Everyone thinks like that. That's a really fucking deep question. David Swan, you fucking bastard, you. Kieran Bartlett's mate, I bet you were some sort of doctor too, are you? Nah, fuck you, David Swan. Edward Dawson, only joking, that's a very good question. Edward Dawson, UFC Belfast, were you there? And if not, did you watch? I was not there because it just got to the point where it was like, none of these fights really tickle my dick that much that I would spend fucking 400 quid to go see fights. Didn't watch it either. Actually missed it. I mean, one of the good things about something being on that time of night, you know, like the McGregor fights in Vegas and stuff, is there's nothing else on. So you're not going to miss it. If you stay up for it, you're going to see it because there's nothing else happening. Whereas when it's on at fucking 9 o'clock to 11, sometimes you miss it because you're doing shit. So I actually missed it. Ended up watching some replays. But again, nothing major on it that really gave me a boner. Clean a BD. Any gigs up North Coast anytime soon? I really should organise one. It's just, I don't know, there's just a mixed relationship with that area of the country. Either the gigs were great, or they were weird, or no one turned up, or they were full and they were good. It was just bizarre. Brandy Pone, thoughts on the series of the SAS programme? Who, by the way, Clina, I think we'll try and get something to happen. Maybe doing Derry, that's probably no help to you whatsoever. Who dates wins? Would you give it a go yourself? I think he meant to write Who Dares Wins. Who Dates Wins is a whole different show, but definitely keep that to yourself and pitch it to Channel 4. You know, make that into some sort of competition and work some nudity in there and we're flying. Would I give it a go myself? Definitely not. I would probably die, but strange. See, when I was a kid, obsessed with SAS, bought loads of books and all. I was like, oh my God, this is fascinating. But no way. I mean, you forget that once they get through that whole program, well done, mate, you've done very well. Da, 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 da. You know, really what that is it's a test to get through all that to see if you're tough enough to be sent in somewhere to fucking murder all around you. So it's like, you forget that part, you know? Oh, you played tug of war well and you ran for ages holding a log. So you'd want to shoot this child in the fucking face from a mile away? Have a go at that, mate. Do you think Belfast will ever get a dedicated comedy venue like The Stand, etc.? Kirk Craig. Well, I'll tell you something. If anyone's going to fucking do it, it's probably going to be me. You know? I don't see why there couldn't be. All it takes is a while to establish. You know? Everyone's always like, when's fucking Lavery's on? Wednesdays? All Wednesdays? You're like, no, it's on the first and third Wednesday of the month. All right, when's... Where else has comedy on? Is there any comedy at the weekend? And most of the time in Belfast, you have to go, no, there isn't. So sorry about that. But I think it could work. I mean, if you look at something like the International in Dublin, it's tiny. It's a tiny venue and it's full of people every night. And all it takes is establishment, you know. It just has to be known as the comedy club in town. Your town only needs one, especially in the UK. You can have comedy nights all over the place, but
all you need is one comedy club. It's tough business, you know, you have to book ahead and it's a fucking bollocks, like, but anyway, yeah, it might be a thing to look at down the road. Very possibly. Is Kanye West talent negated by him being such a little bitch? Yeah, he's a fucking maniac, like, but you see it over and over again, you know, there's just, you're like, oh my god, look at this really famous person, look what they're up to next. But they still manage to pull it out of the bag with fucking great music. You know, you see it all the time. Look at all the controversial pop stars throughout the years. They all remained good and no one ever stopped talking about them because most of them were fucking insane. You know? Any of them? Name any fucking big pop star. It's like, they're all nuts. You know, the Madonnas and the fucking all that shit. Get us, old boy. Here's a question from Twitter, one that just popped in. If you've seen someone with MMA experience attacking a police constable, would you intervene to help? I mean, 9 times out of 10, an MMA experienced fighter isn't going to attack a policeman. You know, unless they just fucking tasered his wife who's pregnant or something. Like, most highly trained MMA people would step in to neutralize something rather than step in to just beat the shit out of people for no reason. I think if a policeman was struggling with someone, I would help them. But if I think if someone was getting, I think if anyone was getting unfairly, getting the shit kicked out of them to the point where it's like dangerous or threatening their life, you sort of have to, don't you? Yeah, you can't just stand there and watch someone be kicked to death or something like. Anyway, and that's not. There's no political statement behind that. It's just like, do you want to witness a death that you could have done something about? Probably not. You're on a pub, Lewis McClenahan or whatever. You're on a pub crawl in Belfast. This is the final question, by the way. If you're on a pub crawl in Belfast, which bars would you hit and which would you avoid like the plague? I mean, you're probably best starting in just the Cathedral Quarter and making your way up the town. You know, you could go fucking, just do all that shit. Duke of York, Heart Bar, Dirty Onion, all that shit. National, if you want a cocktail break. Make your way up. You know, don't go to that Five Points place. That used to be good when it was Auntie Annie's. You know, and then you turn up now and they're like, oh, we're trying to be the Dead Rabbit in New York, the best bar in the world. Well, I'll tell you what the fucking Dead Rabbit probably have. Bar staff. You can't have a club night with one guy behind the fucking bar and just think it's quirky because he's wearing braces and a fucking flat cap. Get 4 more members of staff, you fucking idiots. How about that? No, it's cool, man. It's cool. He's wearing a tie pin and braces. I don't care if he's wearing a fucking Barney suit. Can you get the beers out? It's Saturday fucking night. Name a fuck. It's the type of shit would make you get to the bar and be like, hey, mate, can I have 19 pints of beer? Because there's no fucking way I'm going to queue up here again. Anyway, go there, go to Filthy's, nip into the E-Tap, you know, get 2 fucking divorcees pregnant, and then go to wherever, Lavery's, I don't know, there's all sorts of fucking bars. Look them up, go to wherever you like. I don't know what sort of music you're into if you want to go clubbing, but don't ask me, because I'm 30 as shit and old as fuck. Oh yeah, my back sore, did one workout. That's about all I have time for, guys. You're at 1:07 fucking something. I may be going to the cinema now, so don't know. Gonna have to go anyway. Shout out to Beer 52 for sponsoring this podcast. If you want to sign up and get some subscription beers from those guys, by all means, fucking do it. Use the code BANTER10. Anything else to mention there? Lavery's, 7th of December. We haven't figured the lineup out yet, but have we ever let you down? Don't think so. Don't think so, ever. And that's about it, guys. We're working on something quite big in the background here. Can't really mention it right now. Well, I probably could, but it's not that exciting yet. And just the usual shit. Follow me on Snapchat. Follow me on Instagram and all that fucking shit. There's been a bit of a drop-off on the vlogs of late, but honestly, anything I would make, you would not be interested in, so I'll try and get something up soon enough. I think setting myself dates, like, it's going to be out on a fucking Monday and a Friday was a bit crazy, because you'd end up putting something out that was just shit. So we're kind of at the point now where it's like, there will be regular content, but it'll be no real set. It'll probably be two videos a week. Maybe they're both not, maybe they're not vlogs, maybe one of them's a vlog, maybe it's something else. But if you subscribe to Godzilla on YouTube, there will be, you know, two videos a week at the very least. So that's about all I can tell you right now. Cheers for listening, guys. Hopefully you enjoy the fact this is up a wee bit early. Tell your friends about the podcast, obviously. It's the only thing I enjoy doing in my whole life. Right, I'm out of here. Speak to you fucking later. Respect.